From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd has unveiled his new financial reform proposal, which expands the powers of the Federal Reserve while at the same time creating a new consumer protection division. Among other things, the reform proposal would also restrict the size and interconnections of large financial institutions once deemed too big to fail.
We will create a systemic risk council with a job of scanning the economic radar to identify unsafe products or practices that could threaten our economic stability, and the authority to stop them when they occur.
The bill would be the biggest overhaul of regulation since the New Deal. President Barack Obama welcomed the measure, saying it provides a strong foundation to build a safer financial system. President Obama continued his push for health reform near Cleveland today. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
With congressional Democrats expected to vote on a health care reform bill later this week, President Obama used the rally in suburban Cleveland to bolster support from Democrats, Republicans, and the public. Though many Democrats are balking at the president's overhaul plan, he told the crowd that after a year's debate, politics are still the biggest roadblock.
I know a lot of people view this as a partisan issue, but look, the fact is both parties have a lot of areas where we agree. It's just politics are getting in the way of actually getting it done.
The president reiterated that under his plan, people who like their private insurance coverage can still keep it. This was Obama's third campaign-style event for his health care plan in a week. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
Israel's prime minister says he will not stop Jewish building in East Jerusalem in defiance of the United States. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem on the deepening diplomatic crisis.
In a speech to Parliament, Benjamin Netanyahu said that for the past 40 years, no Israeli government ever limited construction in the neighborhoods of Jerusalem, implying his wouldn't be the first. His statement comes as the United States is pressuring Israel to stop the controversial plan to build 1,600 homes in East Jerusalem, an area that Palestinians want as the capital of their future state. Netanyahu has apologized for the timing of the announcement, which came as Vice President Joe Biden visited the region last week, but has not said he will intervene to cancel the project. If he did, analysts here say his largely right-wing coalition could collapse. But America is Israel's staunchest ally and provides billions of dollars in military aid. Netanyahu's stance could further alienate the U.S., putting the Israeli leader in a difficult position. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Nation's mines and factories were slightly busier in February, with a key index rising 0.1%. The government says factories were operating at 72.7% of capacity last month. Stocks were little changed today ahead of tomorrow's Fed meeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 17 points, closing at 10,642. The Nasdaq was down 5 points today. This is NPR. Mexican officials are saying they believe drug gang members were responsible for the shooting deaths of two Americans and another individual over the weekend in the border town of Juarez. In two separate incidents, gunmen opened fire on two cars carrying families of U.S. consular employees driving from a children's birthday party, killing three adults and wounding two children. An FBI spokesman says still not clear whether the victims were targeted because of their work with the U.S. consulate. The killings provoked outrage from Washington from both President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The FBI has sent agents to assist in an investigation into the killings. Today is the official start of the 2010 census. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the form should be arriving soon in mailboxes around the country.
The government has mailed out more than 120 million census forms in its once-in-a-decade count of the U.S. population. The results will be used to allocate congressional seats and hundreds of billions in federal spending. In the last census, about 72% of U.S. households returned their forms. This year's count could be hampered by residents displaced by home foreclosures. And officials are also concerned that immigrants will be reluctant to fill out a government form because of recent crackdowns on illegal immigration. For the first time, the Census Bureau is mailing out bilingual English-Spanish forms to 13 million households. Failure to respond to the census carries a fine of up to $5,000, but it's rarely imposed. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Oil was down $1.44 a barrel, ending the session at $79.80 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.